When there's a full moon, the madmen are usually out.
Gangs fighting over alcohol.
Here you go, it started.
More than muscular training.
Get out of here!
Yeah, that's good for Alp.
They face all the difficulties. And they watch over the population. They are the guardian angels of the North. These police officers invite you to share the reality of their daily lives without any lights.
We see bags there that usually contain heroin.
Their fight against delinquency, against a backdrop of ordinary violence and social misery.
So here we go, we're going all out.
Welcome behind the scenes at the Lille Central Police Station, one of the busiest in France. We are in the south of Lille. This austere concrete building, topped with an antenna, houses the nerve center of the police station.
The emergency police.
Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm calling because I just had an accident at the exit.
Yes, hello, sir.
I'm calling because there's been a burglary. I think there's been an assault, something like that, please.
We're at the CIC, the Information and Command Center, an ultra-modern department divided into two rooms. In the first, we receive calls from 17 for the entire Nord-Pas-de-Calais department. A dozen police officers take turns 24 hours a day to listen to the 2,200 calls a day.
The 17 police emergency service?
Hello.
The 17 is normally reserved exclusively for emergencies, but in reality, people call for anything and everything.
Yeah? Hello?
Hello?
Here I am, so I can call you for information.
Actually, I'm going to the parking lot that holds the public treasury.
What do you do?
Fouad, who has worked here for 2 years, knows all about it.
You're looking at the damage, ma'am. We're the 17 Police Emergency Service. We deal with emergencies, right? That's really it. So we're not an information platform.
It's hard to get some people to admit that they're unnecessarily clogging up 17. Only 12% of the calls received here require a real police emergency.
The police are on call.
Hello.
Yes, hello, sir.
Responses like this call from a bank manager who fears a holdup.
In fact, we have a car parked in front of our ATM, and they've been there for over 10 minutes. So we don't really know what their intentions are.
What kind of vehicle is it?
A Logan from Osseo Este, and they're parked in the delivery area, the one reserved for cash and transit vehicles, and the screws behind are tinted. So when in doubt, what should I call you?
Fouad admits this time that it's a real emergency. He quickly reports to the radio operator in the other room,
specifying that the individuals are in a Logan.
It is.
From this command room that the operators make radio calls to the police rescue teams on the ground. This matter is being taken seriously.
So we have a Logan vehicle parked for over 10 minutes on the security guard location. And apparently, according to...
Announcement, it reaches a localized radio vehicle whose movements can be followed on this map. On board is the Day Brigade BCS 111 Alpha, which receives information 5-5s.
That would be strange if there were four individuals on board wearing caps. So if you can get closer to this vehicle and these suspicious individuals.
Yeah, Alpha has received it. I imagine he sent us another vehicle as well.
And off we go. Robert's team immediately rushes to the location of its mission. There are about 500 police rescue interventions per day in Lille. When they arrived on the scene, the police surrounded the suspicious vehicle and the driver. But they quickly realized that it was a false alarm.
But why are you waiting here and not my colleagues?
They're here. They're in a cafe.
And there you have it. This car parked in the wrong place for a simple coffee break mobilized an entire squad of police officers. But there was no time to complain about this damp squib. The team moved straight on to a more serious story of counterfeit bills. The manager of a supermarket just called.
Hello.
He paid for it with a banknote.
Okay.
How much is that bill?
Oh yeah, really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
We can see this person dressed.
Yes, yes. Hello.
Hello.
So?
You have a bill, sir, over there. I can clearly see the difference with this one.
All the differences, huh?
Take it transparently, and then the sale.
Apparently the girlfriend is not very good, and the police have no trouble distinguishing the real from the fake banknotes.
You have other banks?
What?
The man only has one fake Euro 100 note on him, but that's just enough to arouse the police's suspicions.
Yes, the note's good.
But where did you get the note?
Yes, I work in Italy and I gave it to him in Italy?
Yes, business.
Yes, I work in business.
How long have you been in France, sir? You arrived today with only Euro 120. You arrived with only Euro 120?
Yes, only the Euro 100 O's.
What are
you doing with three cell phones?
Someone called him. He refused to take it.
Yeah, but there's something. There's definitely something. He doesn't walk around with three phones, and there are also lots of chips in it.
For Robert, these signs are suspicious.
Okay, I have the notebook. Do you have what you need?
Okay, let's go.
He thinks he has detected that the man is hiding something from him. The police therefore decide to take him back to the police station to continue their questioning.
Z.
But communication is difficult because the man is Italian and he speaks French very badly.
What is the name of your boss? Italian?
Italian.
For?
Tu parles bien?
You speak English?
No.
The man doesn't speak English or German either. Fortunately, the police can call one of their colleagues who speaks Italian to him. But he won't get much more.
Where do you live?
In Italy. I came here to look for work.
And what's your number?
My number in France. I don't remember.
He doesn't know his name.
No, not his name.
Well, he doesn't remember.
The suspect isn't exactly talkative, but they at least managed to get him to fill out his arrest form. He will eventually be taken into custody. For the PS-11 Alpha Brigade, the day is now over. 9 p.m. It's time to take up the post for the night shift at Police Secours.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Jomie.
How are you?
Jeremy is 30 years old. This evening, he's on duty, and he's joining the other teams gathered around the major for roll call.
Okay, good evening, everyone. So, station chief. So, BP, Consula, and Ree, if you can do some shifts tonight for a shift. I mean, dynamic cardio shift.
Sitting next to Jeremy is Xavier, his teammate. He's been working in the night shifts for 11 years.
In that case, there are 6 or 7 active PSs.
7 PS? That is to say 7 police rescue teams that will patrol the city until 5 a.m.
Okay, listen, nothing to say. Good evening to everyone and good luck.
The mission of the police rescue team is to ensure the safety of property and people, to protect the inhabitants. The sectors have been assigned. Xavier and Jeremy can begin their night patrol.
It's a full moon.
We're gonna see some work.
Oh, well, that's true, huh? When there's a full moon, the madmen are usually out.
Listening to the PNC SF Delta. On board the bus registered in season 5, and I'll see in flip of civil servants' theoretical schedule, 9 p.m., 5, 10 p.m. for your information. We have 2 journalists on board, and we are equipped with a tag test.
Sir?
We have 2 individuals with identity cards for the display.
Yeah, that's received.
The first mission of the evening has just been sent to a department store in the city center.
Okay, sir. So what happened?
They stole the 2 bottles of...
Yeah, here we go.
Minors under the age of 17 are said to have stolen 4 bottles of luxury alcohol worth Euro 200 euros.
15 years old.
Although very young, the boy is already a connoisseur. He is now alone because his alleged accomplice, claiming to have an urgent need, managed to escape.
Because, anyway, you know how it goes. We're gonna go to the police station. Well, as for the theft...
The bottles, it has nothing to do with that. I don't care about bottles.
Why did you do it?
I'm saying, why did you do it? Dead people in the evening.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's true.
Not the worst.
I'm afraid he might run away, too. Jeremy prefers to take precautions.
Since there's no damage to the merchandise, we'll leave the bottles with you.
The young man hadn't planned on this, but he'll spend the night at the police station.
Watch your feet.
This young man isn't new to this.
Okay, so the last time you came to the police station, what was it for?
It was to see her.
No, not exactly.
It's over.
Who's there for a license?
License errors? Huh?
How?
Not even a month ago.
In Rubac.
Is 17 and is already well known to the police. The young man claims that now he has found work to earn some honest money.
Because I stopped messing around and I prefer to work at the market from time to time.
However, he admits that he was a dealer at 4 p.m., which earned him much more than his job in the markets. At least €1,000 a day.
I go home €1,000 in the evening.
That's over.
You buy a pack, you cut it up, you take it home.
A bit of drugs, what?
A bit of everything.
Yeah.
A bit of luck, a bit of drugs, a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Anything that brings...
routine, you know.
However, he suggests that he would like to change his life.
Well, good life when you're young. But then, marrying children, even if it pays off, it's not good. Some realize it at 50, they realize it at 20. Some don't fall into the trap of the street at all. Let's say I'm somewhere in between. Leaning towards evil, leaning towards good.
It depends on the day.
To try to get by, the boy enrolled in a hairdressing school last year. Pursued by his demons, he dropped out after being placed in a reinforced education center following a series of offenses. The reinforced education center is the last resort before prison for minors.
Again. There you go. 006, perfect.
During the arrest procedure, the police discover that the boy has already been summoned to court. It is the departmental night service that decides whether or not to take those arrested into custody. Jeremy comes to make his report to the duty officer.
So,
what do you bring him back?
A minor arrested for as a display.
Okay. We're going to take him into custody.
That works.
The officer has just confirmed that the young man is in custody.
Oh, there you go. Come on. Let's go. No, you're going to sleep with us. No. If you look at it, yes.
The young man is now under the responsibility of the SDN. After his night at the station, he will be returned to his parents while he awaits his summons to appear before the judge. Like after every arrest, Jeremy still has to type up the police report. This daily paperwork doesn't dampen his passion for his job. When he joined the police force in 2001, he was one of the youngest cops in France.
I actually took the exam when I was 17. Well, you can take the exam from the age of 17, and on my 17th birthday, I was at the police station looking for a registration form. However, I don't have any family in the police force, but I actually had my best friend. His father was a police officer, and he gave me a bit of the spirit when he told us his son about his past interventions, and that made me want to do this wonderful job.
And my son, too.
The son tried. He didn't succeed. He's hot on the road now.
Ten p.m., it's still early. The two teammates set off again for a first reconnaissance of the two hottest streets in the city center, just to gauge the atmosphere. This is where the students come to party.
So these are the streets of thirst. This is where all the lowlifes are concentrated.
You have Mass on your left, and on the Farino, it's the long straight. So it's on the... bar after bar.
Quiet for now?
Yeah, it's pretty quiet, but hey, it can change quickly, huh?
These streets only come alive from midnight. Because before going out to the clubs or bars, young people almost always start their evening with a little party at home, and most of the time they make too much noise. As a result, the neighbors call 911 to complain about the noise at night.
Good evening. The tenant. The tenant of the premises can leave with an ID, please.
Thank you.
I got some.
Good evening.
Are you the tenant of the premise?
Yeah. If we're here, it's because someone called us.
Thanks. Phone number?
His neighbors called. They should have come to see me. I want to turn the volume down.
Well, yeah, but the problem is that now people don't necessarily come to see you anymore.
You know, they're
disturbing you for nothing. I'm just with friends.
How many of you are inside?
There are about 10 of us.
We're not doing anything at all.
No.
The thing is, there's not even any sound.
It's flashing lights. It's Thursday. Well, it's Friday. It's Thursday. There are people working tomorrow.
It's you turn the noise down, we'll leave it at that.
It's a verbal warning.
In any case, you seem really pissed off.
Okay, sir. Would you like a little drink?
And you have a nice van.
In any case, so we don't get called back.
No, no, let's be honest.
No, but already lower your tone. Lower your tone already?
No, you're...
First name, you've got me.
No.
Albert. Xavier and Jeremy are showing a certain leniency at the moment.
Well, I think they've understood. And if they haven't understood, or called back, well, we'll fine them for causing a disturbance at night. People think that after 10 p.m. you can't make any more noise, but that's not true. In fact, there's no legal time to make or not make noise. The problem is that people don't dare go to the neighbors to tell them. In my opinion, there have already been cases where, well, the neighbor who came to kindly ask to turn down the music left with a punch or a kick and then it turned into violence. So now I think people don't take risks anymore and they prefer to call us so that we can intervene.
It's been a little over 4 years since Jeremy joined the night brigades at Police Secours. Police officers who work at night only earn about 100 euros more per month than those who work during the day. But it's clearly not the money that motivates them.
In terms of working hours, when you have children to take care of, it's great. We have all our afternoons off. Then in terms of work, it's really a world apart, is no myth. The world of night is really, really something else.
And at night, when we intervene, we're always in the red zone.
In other words, we're more wary than during the day
because of the danger.
Yeah. When you have a fairly exciting intervention, adrenaline kicks in, and I think you only notice it once the intervention is over.
Adrenaline is often found at the end of the night in what are called the thirsty streets. Young people are very drunk and ready to fight over anything. At 4 a.m., a young man comes to complain to the police. We've been picking a fight with him since the beginning of the evening.
He hit me in a club. I had to hit him again.
Young man, he's been awake there since a while ago.
He's acting like a friend.
He's annoying my friend.
After all, the public address system is for everyone. I can't stop him from... After if he bothers you, he'll go to another bar.
What bothers me is that they follow me everywhere I go. And what bothers me is that everywhere I go, they want to give me a hard time with his buddies.
No, honestly, he's complaining.
Yeah, it works.
Xavier Jeremy decides to intervene to calm things down and prevent it from turning into a fight.
A problem? No.
Talking to you like brothers and all. There's a boss, there's no problem. There's a story. I've separated them a bit, that's all.
Everyone's here, they're gonna disperse, there's no problem.
The gang pretends to be reconciled, but as soon as the police turn their backs...
But anyway, it's gonna start again. It's gonna start again.
Let him start fighting again.
There you go, it started.
The police then decide to intervene again.
Okay, are you gonna play like this for longer or what? Huh? Come here. Yeah.
Just to be on the safe side, Jeremy keeps his tear gas canister in his hand.
Yeah. What? To calm things down.
Ah, well, apparently you can't do it, huh?
No, I'm trying to calm things down myself, but...
Well, yeah, but every time it's been going on for a quarter of an hour. We were told here. So if your friends don't know how to drink, you have to go and stay here. If we want, we can play with them for 20 minutes, half an hour.
Basically, it's a game of cat and mouse.
They'll try to avoid us to fight somewhere else, and then when they see us coming, everything's fine.
All this folklore is part of Lille's nightlife. The police presence cools things down. It's a deterrent, and it also reassures people who really come here to have fun. It's time to go back to the police station.
It's 5:10 a.m. The night is ending.
Just before going home, last stop in front of this mobile rotisserie that opens in the early morning. But it's not to buy a grilled chicken.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Are you okay?
And you?
Did we? No. Yeah, we're advertising your business. Hi.
And why are we advertising for this guy?
He's kind of like a colleague, you know, he sells chickens. So we say hello out of respect.
Damn.
Nothing like a good joke to end a long night of work. ...8 a.m. A new day begins at the Lille Central Police Station. In the gym, made available to police officers, Christophe comes to work out whenever he gets the chance.
He stays when he's running for 2.5 minutes.
For 7 years, he has been a trainer in intervention techniques. For him, staying in perfect physical shape is essential.
Important, especially in terms of the image we project. Someone in uniform who looks good makes us want to approach him more, and I think that also has to do with respect.
Yes, Christophe has great muscles, but if he inspires respect among his colleagues, it's mainly because of his skills. He spent 14 years in the GPN, the National Police Intervention Group.
In fact, we need to lean on the forces on assistance. Such as 6 a.m., that is to say, going to find drug dealers, rapists, and so on and so forth. And then we're also authorized to carry out prison riots and personality protection.
Christophe is now awaited by about 10 police officers at the shooting range. Be careful here, the security conditions are very strict.
The physical tests start here.
Okay.
And here is the hesitation box. You need a powerball during the session.
It's mandatory.
This morning, he's supervising a training session with Tony, another trainer.
I'm here, I'm setting my hammer to the beat. Okay, is that working? I get up, I put my hand and knee back down, and get back into position, and off we go. Okay. Is that clear to everyone?
Yeah.
This isn't just any ordinary shooting session. The two instructors have prepared a whole setup so that the officers get as close as possible to the realities of the field. And before they start shooting, there's a mandatory situational exercise.
Okay.
Position yourself. Let's go.
This young police officer, Zhao Freud, starts with a program of 10 push-ups and 20 squats. Then he has to run while carrying a fairly heavy wooden shelter.
We do short stress courses, short endurance courses to get the heart rate up and put them in a state that's a bit like a state of stress.
Let's go.
So when it's time to shoot, Jais is as out of breath as if he were actually chasing a criminal down the street.
Come on, let's go on safety.
Geoffroy is proving to be a very good shot. He just needs to correct a small flaw.
12-12.
Very good.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm out of the gun.
On the other.
That's good.
In your reaction shot here, are there times when you close an eye? Sometimes I close an eye for...
Yeah.
You should just... That's also why it's a bit parasitic. If you take the time to close an eye, your double top shot will go boom, boom. Whereas if you don't take the time to close your eyes and concentrate more on your shooting action, then you'll be much faster.
Police officers must do at least 3 sessions like this each year. It's mandatory. The weapon they use is the Sixer, which fires 9mm bullets.
So when a police officer joins the force, they have their personal weapon. They keep it for their entire career. It's numbered. There's a serial number, which prevents exchanges and losses. In addition, officers are responsible for their weapons and their maintenance, of course. That's why here, after the shooting session, all your colleagues cleaned their weapons.
In addition, all the weapons are serviced each year by the gunsmiths.
Thank you. See you soon.
Far from the historic center of Lille. On the other side of the city are the neighborhoods recently classified as priority security zones. Neighborhoods that are the focus of many things. Gang recruitment, car theft, arms trafficking, and above all, drug trafficking. Why? This small police station also reports to the central police station. Located in the heart of the sensitive area on the southern island, it houses the BST, the Specialized Field Brigade. Olivier has been a member of it for 20 years and patrols its streets to track down any form of delinquency.
The drum camp is there.
To start the day, we visited the gigantic illegal Rome camp set up in the middle of the city on private land. A 3-hectare shanty town where 600 people from Romania, Slovakia, and Bulgaria live. One of the recurring problems in this courtyard of miracles is that in order to survive, some people here steal copper cables.
I'm gonna make sure that the cable doesn't come from the SNCF. We have a lot of metal thefts. In fact, they melt the copper. I don't remember how much it costs per kilo. 8.8. Six or eight euros, they do that, and then they sell it to more scrupulous scrap metal dealers. What are you burning there? Are you the one burning things?
Olivier has just spotted a fire, well hidden from view under this shed.
Oh my. The camera. That's fine. There you go. So here they're melting copper.
To resell the stolen cable, they first have to burn the plastic sheath that surrounds it. And this fire releases toxic gases.
Get out of the way, you're gonna catch fire there.
Sometimes these methods start extremely serious fires. The police have just caught these men red-handed, but the problem is...
Well, since it's like that, it won't be possible to find out where it's coming from. Unfortunately, we can't fit copper on 3 pieces of the copper. Put that out there. Put it out right now.
The quantities of burnt metal today are insufficient, and in the absence of proof of their origin, the police have to stop there after putting out the fire. But they don't always come up empty.
Just last week, how many kilos did we collect? About 100 kilos, huh?
Stolen copper is not what the BST is most concerned with. Its main mission is to combat drug trafficking, mainly heroin and cannabis. A flourishing parallel economy that develops openly, even in broad daylight at the foot of its buildings.
So in fact, this is a place where drug addicts come to consume drugs out of sight. We see bags there, small empty bags that usually contain heroin. They can be found all along the building.
Drug trafficking is the bane of the neighborhoods. And the ideal time to dislodge drug addicts and dealers from the area is especially when night falls,
The evening, it gets better because it's easier to hide than during the day. So the traffic is much heavier in the evening.
Olivier knows his area like the back of his hand. He knows where to look. The two police officers have just spotted a few young people in the lobby of this building. They're chasing them. It's impossible to be discreet because unlike the BAC, who work in plain clothes, the BST is in uniform. So when they arrive somewhere, they're immediately spotted by the gangs.
Get down. You're out of legs.
Huh?
You didn't have any legs? Well, as is often the case, we're gonna catch our breath a little.
You too?
Actually, there were three or four young people who were in the robbery. The problem is that they saw us. One of them ran away. That's a small bag for the cannabis.
These days, it's becoming quite an achievement to stop the traffickers because they're getting smarter and smarter.
No. But no, it's the same. Before, we could hear doors slamming. Now they're taking the time to be located.
And that's not all. The dealers taunt the police using highly developed surveillance techniques. For example, on this floor where, for our safety, we were asked to film with a hidden camera, the lookouts broke this window to create an ideal observation post.
So in fact, as soon as we get to the front of the building, they're shouting from the other side. They have another floor to go up and they're hiding in the apartment. Yes, the problem is that for the people who live here, it's unbearable to go home and step over young people who are... shitting. Like there is everywhere. And then...
The role of the BST is to track down the untraceable. Even though he often loses the battle against the dealers, Olivier doesn't get discouraged.
I've been doing this for 20 years. So the day I get fed up, I'll go into an office. And for now, I like it.
The BST is a local brigade that doesn't hesitate to go anywhere to clear out lawless areas and maintain peace in neighborhoods. Another specialized unit is brought in to arrest drug dealers in their homes. These men must remain anonymous. When they're on a mission, they always wear balaclavas. They are seasoned police officers attached to the Departmental Security Brigade, the BSD. They work on long-term investigations that sometimes end in forceful arrests in the field.
Today, we work a lot on home jacking teams. Here I see my army, drug trafficking. Today, most people have the possibility of having a weapon at home, so we don't prefer it in every situation.
Today they are receiving training from Christoph. The brigade is counting on the experience of this former GIPN officer to perfect intervention techniques.
Okay, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So today we're gonna do a flexible ballistic shield course with progressions in confined spaces. So you'll mainly be working in apartments. So we're gonna go and pick up people in apartments each time. Okay.
No one interpolated.
The equipment is extremely heavy. There are the batons. This ram with a ram that can exert up to 7 tons of pressure to break down doors. Not to mention the helmet with a 3-centimeter thick bulletproof visor that alone weighs more than 3 kilograms.
There you go, 200 grams more, falling backwards. Let's unfold the BBS, please.
And what's more, the men are wearing the BBS. These foldable shields that effectively protect against bullets, but are cumbersome. During an assault, they have to learn to move around with them.
Whenever you want.
Be careful, it's like in the movies, the action takes place in this abandoned building. The idea is to dislodge a thug who's been shut away in his home. Christoph has planned several increasingly complex scenarios. He himself plays a role in his mini fictions, first transforming himself into a drug dealer hiding in his bathroom. Finally, he becomes a Russian madman who threatens to shoot the police because he doesn't want to end up in prison.
They're gonna come and arrest me, and I'm gonna resist a little.
No, don't!
Get out of here!
They say no. Come and get me.
You
have no way out. Get out.
Put down your weapon and get out.
Oh, well, if I put down my weapon, I want to see you first. So you go into the room.
Negative.
Open the door. Open the door yourself.
I'm stepping back from the door. You can open it. If I put it down, you promise not to do anything?
Affirmative.
Where do you want me to put it?
Far away.
There. Push back with your foot. Again.
Lie down. Lie down. Lie down. Lie down. I don't lie down. I don't lie down.
Tim on your side, on the left side.
Honestly, it feels like it.
Feet! There you go! Take your hands! I have my left hand, my right hand.
Go ahead.
Take a step out.
I can't!
No, no. Write this hand down for
me. I can't!
Okay, it's written on the left.
Okay.
Practice session.
And there you go. Operation complete. Enemy subdued.
The blind man. Did you see the outfit he's wearing?
Christoph?
It's okay. I'm wearing a blue outfit. I've gained 300 kilograms on my back.
Very impressive. Even though we know that all this was fake.
We need to do the test.
Police rescue side, Xavier and Jeremy are starting their second night in a row. No time to say, oh, it's already started. Xavier is driving through the city at full speed.
Well, the BAC colleagues have taken charge of a vehicle. The vehicle apparently got stuck at the entrance to the highway. So we're gonna go and secure the entrance to the highway.
I don't have any apps.
A BMW that was spotted and chased a little earlier by the anti-crime squad, the BAC. But there were four young people on board. Their chase ended abruptly.
And they took the roundabout when they got here. Well, since it's a rear-wheel drive, they don't really know how to drive it. They took off in line, they hit it, they tried to get away. They want to play with us, but sometimes they lose, like they did this time.
The little gang has already had run-ins with the police. Their car is not a stolen vehicle. On the other hand, the driver does not have a driver's license. So he is taken away by the BAC to spend the night in police custody. Not having a license is a crime. He risks up to 2 years in prison and a ban from taking a driving test. The three other occupants can go home. The police have nothing to reproach them for. As for the car, it is removed that same evening and taken to the pound. For the next intervention, a radical change of scene.
Do you take it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Domestic violence, the camp at home. Apparently 17 was difficult to understand.
That's well taken.
This time, the police are directed to one of the most disadvantaged neighborhoods on the island. As you walk through the front door, there is a foul smell in the hallway of the building. It was the tenant of the apartment who called 17, but it is a man who greets Xavier Jeremy.
Good evening, it's the police.
Are you the one who called us?
No, it wasn't me, it was my ex-partner.
Where is she?
She left like that. Well, she came back down. It was after her new cube.
He left? Her partner left?
Yes, her new partner left, sir.
A woman, her former partner, and her new partner. Three people who apparently spent the evening together in this slum-like apartment. Xavier even has to pull his scarf up in front of his nose to put up with the pressure that reigns here.
And whose place are we here?
We're at your place. You're at her place.
I'm homeless, sir.
Yes, because when I find myself homeless, it's okay with my shepherds.
The police are trying to piece together this puzzle against a backdrop of social misery.
And how long have you been separated?
But it's hard to understand the incoherent story of their interlocutor. The urgent thing now is to check whether there was violence or not.
Apparently. There was a fight here?
Fought here?
There was a fight?
No, oh yeah. Why did he call us?
I don't know. Listen, I don't want to be mean to her, yeah.
But there's a but.
But suddenly she thinks about alcohol. Ah, there it is, she's starting.
Okay, it's a fleo on alcohol, right?
Okay, listen to me, I won't break it to you.
I drink alcohol myself,
but I watch my consumption. But Alden. Anyway,
Yeah.
The police won't learn anything more tonight.
Well, we're gonna go.
Well.
Yeah, huh?
If she comes back and needs us again, she calls back.
She has to come anyway. It's
always the same story.
Always.
Okay, see you later.
Here, we discover another side of their job. A role of social worker that police rescue teams often take on.
Unfortunately, we get used to it, right?
So, it's part of the job. This kind of intervention, it's true that it's unfortunate for these people, but hey, let's say that we don't dwell too much on their cases, because otherwise I think we're...
building a barricade.
Yeah.
Because we should. We should take all the misery in the world of people on our backs. Well...
yeah, I think that, yeah, we'd have a hard time.
Yeah, we'd have a... hard...
2:30 in the morning. Some nights, the team stop at the police station. Just long enough for a meal, prepared by the station chief, thanks to a small kitty that everyone contributes to. The daily special fries.
Okay, what did you say? A sausage?
And cassoulet. Not very healthy, but guaranteed to keep you cool.
It's a wine-growing region.
The weather is nice. We treat ourselves to a little treat with colleagues.
That's not always the case.
Well, it depends on the activity. We depend on the activity outside.
One last quick fry, because there's going to be a lot of activity tonight. Xavier and Jeremy are already off for a last round in the thirsty streets. They have to deal with the night owl's excesses until the nightclubs close. Excesses that can make you laugh. On the way back, Xavier suddenly notices a young man urinating on the wall of a shop.
Are you...
oh.
Tomorrow I'm going for a walk, and I'll have the urge to go, and I'll close your door. No, at the same time. At the same time you're an animal, at the same time, at the end of the street you have trees. Tomorrow, there are kids who are going to go out to go to school. They're going to put their hands on the doors. I'm going to pee on the doors. Where did you pee? Excuse me. Where did you pee?
On the wall.
Do you know?
He has a way of finding.
An ID. Mr. P. ID because you take it.
But his insurance is going to end up costing him dearly.
Honestly, I peed on the side. Just to you, sir, to pee. Think that.
Think and especially learn by heart this little excerpt from the penal code.
Discharge of unsanitary liquids in authorized places. Passing urine. 26,513.
The young man has just learned a lesson in civics that he will probably remember for a long time. Drunks at night, you find them everywhere, even under the wheels of cars.
What were we saying about alcohol earlier?
Our comment, but unlike the previous one, these two make Jeremy smile.
They are young people who are having fun. They have drunk a little, but they're having fun. Long as it remains good-natured towards us, they are not provocative. He has all that, so... okay.
Sir, this time, it is time to go to bed.
For good measure.
An empty room is visible.
When he is not absent from the police station for more than 2 days, a police officer has the right to take his service weapon home with him. To be on the safe side, Xavier and Jeremy prefer to leave theirs in the closet. For them, the night shift is over. In the hallway, they meet the relief team, their colleagues who are already arriving for the morning shift. Because at the Lille Central Police Station, things never stop. It's a never-ending story.